हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओम् यश्छन्दसाम् ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णाभ्याम् भूरि विश्रुवम् ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ यस् मेधादेवी जुषमाणानागाद् विश्वाची भद्रा सुमनस्यमाना त्वया जुष्टानुदमाना दुरुक्तान् बृहद्वदेम विदथे सुवीराः। त्वया जुष्टऋषिर्भवति देवि त्वया ब्रह्मागतश्रीरुतत्वया त्वया जुष्टश्चित्रम् विन्दते वसुसानो जुषस्व द्रविणो न मेधे। मेधाम् म इन्द्रो ददातु मेधाम् देवी सरस्वती मेधाम् मे अश्विनावुभावा धत्ताम् पुष्करस्रजा अप्सरासु च या मेधा गन्धर्वेषु च यन्मनः दैवी मेधा सरस्वती सामाम् मेधा सुरभिर्जुषताम् आमाम् मेधा सुरभिर्विश्वरूपा हिरण्यवर्णा जगति जगम्या ऊर्जस्वती पयसा पिन्वमाना सामाम् मेधा सुप्रतीका जुषन्ताम् मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि यज्ञस्तेजो दधातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियम् दधातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्त्रियोपनिषदि शिक्षावल्याम् दशमः अनुवाकः, करेक्ट्? सीन् दि टेन्थ् अनुवाक, वि हव् सीन् दि लिटरल् मीनिङ्ग्स्, वि स्टार्टेड् सीन् दि भाष्यम् पार्ट् आफ् दि नैन्थ् अनुवाकमन्त्रस्. ऋतम् च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च सत्यम् च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च तपश्च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च दमश्च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च शमश्च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च अग्नयश्च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च अग्निहोत्रम् च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च अतिथयश्च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च मानुषम् च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च प्रजा च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च प्रजनश्च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च प्रजातिश्च स्वाध्यायप्रवचने च सत्यमिति सत्यवचाराथीतरः तप इति तपोनि त्यः पौरुषिष्टिः स्वाध्यायप्रवचने वेति न को मौद्गल्यः तद्धि तपस्तद्धि तपः। सिम्पल् पोर्षन्स्, सिम्पल् मन्त्रास् बट् इम्पार्टेण्ट् टीचिङ्ग्. in terms of disciplines. We have seen Ritam, Satyam, Tapaha, Damaha, Shamaha, Agnayaha, Agnihotram, Atitayaha. All these are enumerated here in a list of disciplines to be followed strictly by a spiritual aspirant. Dashmaha Anuvakaha. Aham vrikshasya re riva, kirtif prishthangire riva, urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi, dravinagam savarchasam, sumedha amrutokshitaha, iti trishankor vedano vachanam. This Dashma Anuvakaha presents a unique mantra, which is expression of the vision of a jnani known by the name Trishankuhu. Trishanku, who was a rishi himself. After the attainment of jnanam, his identity is with the truth. So from the standpoint of the truth as his sarupam, and he declares this fact, declares his vision here. So we saw all that. Dravinam. Dravinam. The word dravinam means dhanam. Dhanam, wealth, money. So we saw the mantra is dravinagam savarchasam. He said aham vrikshasya reriva, means the word vrikshaha. It here literally means tree, but here it implies the tree of samsara. How an ashwatha vriksha through its adventitious roots continues to survive. It doesn't just get destroyed. The same way, this tree of samsara, this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths also, continues to be there endlessly. It's there beginninglessly, it's there endlessly. Therefore, and this beginningless, endless life of transmigration, life samsara also, has its basis in Brahma, Ishvara. Therefore, he says, seeing his identity being one with Ishvara, knowing his Swarupam being Brahma, he says, I am the prerayita vrikshasya reriva. I am the energizer and livener, sustainer of this tree of samsara. And the peak of the mountain is effortlessly known, seen, being the topmost. In the same way, he says his fame is also as high as the peak of the mountain. And being the very reality, he is highly pure, unafflicted, untainted, untouched by punya, papa, all blemishes, birth, death, all changes, impurities. He's absolutely pure, urdhva pavitraha. And he says, he is himself an immortal reality, the source of all energy. Just as the truth is there in the human source of energy, in the sun, vajini iva. So he says, he is himself an immortal reality. And now we have come to this word, dravinagam savarchasam. Dravinagam savarchasam. So he says, varchas means effulgence, brilliance, radiance. Varchasa sahitaha aham means what? I am effulgent. I am the radiant. And effulgent wealth. Dravidam means wealth. The literal meaning. So Shankara Gotpada says Dravidam is equal to Dhanam. Savarchasam. So Varchasa Sahitam. With the effulgence, with the radiance, with the splendor, means what? Deeptimat. Deeptimat means Deeptihi is a beautiful feminine gender word. Deeptihi itself means effulgence. Deeptihi means effulgence, light, radiance, brilliance. And the Deeptimat means what? Savarchas is equal to Deeptihi. Savarchasam is equal to Deeptimat. So I'm endowed with the effulgence. Means I am effulgent, I am radiant, I am brilliant. He says, Tadeva Atmatattvam Asmi Iti Anuvartate. I am brilliant means what? I am effulgent means, he says, Tadeva Atmatattvam. I am that very truth, the very reality of the self. I am very reality, which is implied by the term Atma. Atma Tattvam. Tattvam means the truth, reality. I am the very reality, all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma. And that Atma is of the nature of knowing. That Atma is the abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma is ever of the nature of consciousness, knowing. There's no, consciousness is not the light, but that is, consciousness is as well as the light. Consciousness is not the light, but there's no greater light than consciousness. My light is that which illumines, which brings things to light. Light is that which brings, I have to explain this because the word varchas means light and radiance. And deepthi also means varchas and radiance. Same meaning. So the jnani says, I am brilliant, I am effulgent, I am radiant. Truth, reality. Implied by the term Atma, aham Atma Tattvam, I am radiant, self-effulgent, reality, Atma Tattvam. He says, Atma is not the light. But here, the Atma is ever of the nature of consciousness. And consciousness or awareness or pure knowledge is the absolute light. How do we say that? The light is that which brings things to light. Anything which shines by itself and which brings other opaque things to light is light. But we know very well, we understand the meaning of this Atma being, the consciousness being the light. When we understood the meaning of the mantra, Natatra Suryo Bhati, I need not explain again. We know the entire world of material objects is of the nature of inertness. It has no existence of its own. The world of inert material objects, to have the status of being existent, to shine, it must become known. It must be known. And for the world to be known, to become the known, it has to be perceived. It has to be perceived. The world is dependent on the perception. For it to be perceived, to shine, thereby to enjoy the status of being existent. So the world of material objects, obtaining in five different forms, is dependent on the five different sense organs. It depends on perception through five sense organs. And these sense organs also, to be functional, to become conscious and sentient, to be capable of functioning as perceivers, and they are dependent on the conscious mind. The sense powers have to be backed by the conscious mind. The mind must be functional, only then sense organs can be functional. The sense organs are functional, then perception is possible. The perception is possible, the world, external world of objects obtaining in five different forms can be known, so that they can have the status of being existent. Otherwise, the world will remain unknown in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, the world shines after the light of sense powers. All the sense powers are like the lights. Why? Each sense power lights up its own respective object. The hearing power lights up the sound. The power of smelling lights up the smell, fragrance. Like each sense power lights up its respective object. All five sense organs are lights, like the lights. That's why they are said to be Panchadevaha, which I taught you in Drigdishiveka. And these five sense powers, which are looked upon as Devaha, five lights, lighting up the respective objects, are dependent on the light of mind. Is the mind light? No, mind is not the light. But mind is like the light, because it is the mind which enables the sense powers to be functional, thereby to have the status of being the lights lighting up the respective objects. So the conscious mind has to, conscious functional mind has to back up the sense organs. The mind is the light from the standpoint of sense organs. And again, mind also by itself is subtlest matter. Mind being the product of subtle matter, subtlest matter. Even though mind is a product of sattvic aspect of five elements, still mind is extremely subtle, inexplicably subtle material product. Still mind is inert, being the material product. And this mind itself has to become conscious, sentient, to be functional, thereby to have the status of being the light of the sense organs, to be able to lend light to sense organs. And this mind is dependent on another light, that is manifestation of knowledge. There must be manifestation of knowledge. Only mind can become conscious, sentient and functional. And for the knowledge to become manifest, there must be source of manifestation. But absolutely, ultimately, and that which knows by its mere presence all thoughts, whether it's sattvic thoughts, rajasic thoughts, tamasic thoughts, or deep sleep state, or dream state, or the waking state, the knower of the three states of mind is distinct from the known thoughts, and that knower is the light which lights up the thoughts, the inert material thought modifications, inert states of mind. That light is nothing but that which lights up the mind. Light is the light of consciousness. So consciousness is not the light. The standpoint of the mind, that which brings the mind to light, is the light, consciousness. Therefore, it's looked upon as the light. There's no greater light than the consciousness. Paranjyotihi, Mahajyotihi, is abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Therefore, this Atma Tattvam, the abstract, formless reality obtaining an all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, is implied by the term Atma, is the Atma Tattvam. So as Atma Tattvam, he says what? I am endowed, I am brilliant, means I am the very reality, the truth, who am of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That is the meaning here. Diptimatu tadeva atmatattvam asmi. He says, I am the very reality, consciousness. I am pure knowledge. So his identity is with abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness. He says, I am effulgent truth, the Atma. And he says, what he implies is, I, the self, am pure knowledge. Okay. Deeptimate tadeva atmatattvam asmi. Okay. Brahma, I didn't elaborate on this, just I wanted to understand here. Why he says, savarchasam aham deeptimate tadeva atmatattvam asmi iti anuvartate. So anuvartate means what? So what has been already said, that is added here. Aham amritam asmi. He explains that what is not aham amritam asmi has been already said. I am the mortal reality. Okay, which alone obtains in the sun as a source of energy. So that is what is that I am actually the reality who am of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. He repeats what has been already said. That's what he said. Anuvartate. He Brahma Jnanam Va. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives another meaning. One meaning is what? Savarchasa means I am pure consciousness. I am the absolute light of, ultimate light of pure awareness. That is the meaning. Another meaning is what? Brahma Jnanam Va. So Brahmagyan, knowledge of the reality. He says, I am the knowledge of the absolute truth. So I am the truth. I myself am in the form of knowledge of the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. Brahmagyanam va. Why Brahmagyanam? He says, Atmatattva prakashakatvat savarchasam. Atmatattva prakashakatvat. Atmatattvam prakashayati. So this self-knowledge, otherwise said to be knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma, has the status of being the revealer of the self. Any knowledge reveals its respective object. Book knowledge reveals book. Light knowledge reveals light. Knowledge itself is light. Because knowledge brings to light the respective object. Tomato knowledge reveals what tomato is. Rambutan knowledge reveals what rambutan is. Knowledge is the light. Because it brings to light the respective object. Here also, Brahma Jnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. Knowledge of the absolute reality, otherwise said to be Brahma Jnanam, is nothing but Atma Jnanam. Knowledge of the reality obtaining as one's own self is Atma Jnanam. See, there's no way of attaining the knowledge of the absolute reality, the reality of the entire universe, without knowing one's own Swarupam. We can never, that's what the scientists do. They want to know the truth of the universe. They involve themselves in researches continuously one after the other. And they're searching for the truth in the external world of material things. So the search continues. They do come out with the discovery of many, many, many subtle facts. Wonderful. But they will be utter failure in their search for the truth of the universe. Because Shastram says the reality, the truth of the universe is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness. That timeless, object-wise limitless, spatially limitless, absolute reality is available, reality of the entire cosmos is available for recognition, available for knowledge only in one's own mind for a human being, as the very truth of the experiencer knower, the subject of knowledge. That is why Dhritdishi Viveka Prakriya is introduced. You have to distinguish the knower from the known first. Then after distinguishing the knower from the known, leave the known. Then you find out who this knower is. And you have to choicelessly stumble upon abstract, formless reality. Subtlest reality. And that reality you arrive at as in terms of its nature of knowing as the Swarupam of the knower. This is how we arrive at it. That reality is what we say what now? Pure knowledge. The word knowledge implies reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, Brahma Jnanam, knowledge of the absolute reality of the universe, is always in the form of knowledge of one's own self. Knowledge of the reality obtaining as the innermost essence, as the very content of I, which is Atma Jnanam. Now, Atma Jnanam reveals what? Atma. Atma, knowledge of the Atma reveals Atma. He says, Brahma Jnanam Va. So, Aham Savarchasam means what? I am the blazing, effulgent knowledge of the reality. He says, Aham Savarchasam. Savarchasam Dravinam. I'm effulgent wealth in terms of what? The knowledge of the absolute reality. Knowledge of absolute reality obtaining as the self. And which knowledge? Atma Tattva Prakashakatvat. This knowledge also enjoys the status of being the revealer of the truth, reality. Atma Tattvam. So anything which reveals is what? Light. Therefore, knowledge is said to be Savarchasam. I am endowed with the vision of the absolute reality, Brahma, obtaining as my own Swarupam. And that knowledge has the knowledge is the revealer of the truth. Knowledge is the light. Knowledge is the light which brings the Atma Swarupam to light. Therefore, Savarchasam. I'm endowed with the light of self-knowledge. That is the meaning. So, second meaning. First meaning is what? First meaning is Swarupa Jnanam. The pure consciousness. Pure knowledge. Pure awareness. Brahma. He says, Aham Savarchasam Dravinam. Savarchasam Dravidam means I am endowed with the wealth of pure consciousness. Means what? I the self am the wealth of absolute reality, the pure consciousness. What second meaning? I am endowed as a wise person, as a jnani, I am endowed with the wealth of the knowledge of the reality, absolute reality. Okay. That knowledge is said to be virtuous, light, because knowledge also is like the light. Knowledge illumines, light illumines. Knowledge, the light of knowledge brings the respective object to light. And here knowledge of the self brings the nature of the Atma to light. Therefore, savarchasam, amended with the wealth of self-knowledge. Now he says, why this light of knowledge is said to be wealth? Light of knowledge, why it is said to be wealth? Because wealth is always a buying power in Pooja Swamiji's language. So wealth is a buying power. And for buying moksha, the only buying power is what? Jnanam, knowledge. Knowledge is the buying power for moksha. Of moksha. Now he says, Dravidam, Iva Dravidam, the self-knowledge is a wealth like a wealth. Why? Moksha sukha hetu tvat. Moksha sukham. The absolute happiness. Fullness of happiness. Everlasting happiness. As a result of being free. Moksha sukha hetu tvat. This self-knowledge, knowledge of the reality, enjoys the status of being the means of attainment of everlasting happiness in terms of moksha. Therefore, moksha sukha hetu tvat. Hetu means the means. Therefore, moksha sukha hetu tvat dravinam iva dravinam. The self-knowledge is like the wealth because it is the only means of attainment of everlasting happiness, of being free from all limitations. Moksha sukha hetu tvat dravinam iva dravinam. Asmin pakshe praptam maya. Asmin pakshe means what? If you take the second meaning, asmin pakshe means in paksha means here the second, what comes next? Asmin pakshe, in the second meaning, maya praptam means what? This wealth of self-knowledge has been attained by me. Maya prapta means has been attained, has been gained, obtained by me. Maya praptam, kim praptam maya? Atmajnanam, brahmajnanam, which is the wealth of knowledge. Wealth of knowledge. So varchas here means knowledge. Dravinam savarchasam means I am endowed with the wealth of self-knowledge. Means this wealth of self-knowledge has been obtained by me. This is meant as per the second meaning. Asmin pakshe brahmajnanam maya praptam atmajnanam maya praptam iti adhyaharaha kartavyaha. Adhyaharaha kartavyaha. So adhyaharaha means what? The word must be, maya praptam should be added. That should be made. Kartavyaha should be made. What should be made? Addition of these two words must be made. Adhyahara is addition here. Addition of these two words must be made. That is, பிரம்ம ஜானம் சவர்ச்சசம் திரவிணம் மயா பிராப்தம். பிரம்ம ஜானம் மயா பிராப்தம். திஸ் ஹவ் இட் மஸ்ட் பி ஆடட் ஆஸ் பர் தி செகண்ட் மீனிங். Knowledge of the reality obtaining as my own self has been attained by me, which is a wealth like wealth, because it is this wealth in terms of self knowledge has the status of being the means of attainment of everlasting, permanent, non-arriving, non-departing happiness of being free from all limitations. Moksha sukha hetutvam asti jnanasya. So moksha sukha hetutvat savarchasam is said to be dravidam, the wealth. அஸ்மின் பக்ஷே பிராப்தம் மயா இதி அத்யாஹாரஹ கர்த்தவ்யஹ. See, first he said, அனுவர்த்ததே. Because what was அகம் அமிர்தம் அஸ்மி, I am immortal reality. He said that. And what has been already said is again repeated as what? If you take the first meaning, I am the wealth of consciousness. There is no greater wealth than consciousness, the reality. I am the wealth of absolute reality. There is no greater wealth than the absolute reality. The greatest of the wealth is what? Reality. which is self-existent. Why it is wealth? The reality itself is greatest wealth. The abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness or pure knowledge or pure awareness, is the greatest wealth. There is no greater wealth than that. Because the only reality which is beginningless, endless, changeless, which is independent and which lends existence to the lives, existence to the world. Therefore, there is no greater wealth. Therefore, I am the wealth of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And the wealth in terms of the absolute reality as pure knowledge, pure consciousness. One meaning. So this is the repetition of what has been already said, Amrutam. Therefore, the verb used is anavartate. But now new words are added, not from the text. Maya praptam are not the words used in already, they're not part of the text. They're added by the author here, commentator Shankaracharya. Therefore, it is said to be adhyaharaha. Please make a note. Anuvartanam means repetition of what has been already mentioned in the text itself. When something is repeatedly mentioned, again mentioned, what is not said in the text, it is said to be anuvartanam. If words are newly added by the commentator or the author, which do not form part of the text, it is said to be adhyaharaha. Okay. The two meanings are given here by Shankaracharya. One meaning is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, absolute reality. The greatest wealth being the absolute reality. And second meaning is what? Knowledge of the reality. Reality, knowledge of the reality. So knowledge of, as if you take the meaning of the word savarchasam, dravidam savarchasam as knowledge of the reality, knowledge of Brahma, Brahma Jnanam, then it's appropriate to say that it's a light, wealth of knowledge, the light of knowledge. Because any light illumines, self-knowledge reveals the self. Therefore, it is like a light. And the self-knowledge, which reveals the self, is also what? Is wealth like wealth, because It has the self-knowledge has the status of being the means of attainment of the absolute goal in terms of everlasting happiness. Nitya nirantara sukham, moksha sukham. Okay. This has been. So the jnani says, such a great wisdom has been attained by me. Okay. Sumedhaha. I move on to the next word. Sumedhaha. Are you all with me? Okay. Sumedhaha. See, the word medha literally has so many meanings. The medha, the important meaning is intelligence, intellect, good power of intellection, the capacity to understand, absorb, retain, ascertain. It's also called grahana dharana shakti, etc. You know, different meanings. But here, the medha here means just intellect. And sumedhaha means the su stands for shobhana medha. Sumedhaha is equal to shobhana medha. Shobhana medha means what? Beautiful intellect. Beautiful intellect means what? Shining intellect. Bright intellect. Auspicious intellect. Shobhana medha means auspicious intellect. Shining, brilliant intellect. Why? Because sarva lakshana yasya. Sarva lakshana. Sarvajnya lakshana. Please see that the jnya is there. Sarvajnya lakshana. See, which is the most intelligent, most beautiful intellect? Which is the most auspicious intellect? Which is the intellect becomes a beautiful intellect, auspicious intellect, only the intellect is endowed with the vision of the reality. Vision of the truth. Therefore, but here, not simply vision of the truth alone, intellect having, if the intellect has the vision of the reality, vision of the self, then that intellect, the person of that intellect is a jnani. Such a jnani who's endowed with the vision of the truth is non-separate from Ishvara. He is as good as Ishvara. Because he sees himself essentially being non-separate from Ishvara. And what is Ishvara? Ishvarasya kalyana gunaha. And Ishvara is said to be omniscient. Sarvajnya. Ishvara is sarvavit as well as sarvajnya. Whereas jnani is only a sarvajnya. Because he knows, jnani is the one who knows the truth, which is the only truth of everything. Only truth of the entire world. Therefore, he says, he said to be sarvajnya, omniscient, all-knowing. So, sarvajnya lakshana shobhana medha yasya mama saha aham sumedhaha. He says, I am endowed with the most auspicious, most beautiful intellect because my intellect has accomplished what? Intellect is endowed with the vision of the reality. Thereby, it has blessed me with the what? The fact, vision of the fact of myself being non-separate from Ishvara. Therefore, being one with Ishvara, now I enjoy the status of being sarvajnya. I am sarvajnya. See, self-knowledge blesses a person with the status of being one with Ishvara. Thereby, jnani is said to be a sarvajnya, all-knowing, omniscient. He cannot become sarvavit like Ishvara, but still he is a sarvajnya. therefore he sumedha, aham sumedhaha means what? I am endowed with the most beautiful, auspicious intellect, having the vision of the truth, thereby being one with Ishvara. I am omniscient. Now his jnani's intellect has omniscience, sarvajnyatvam. See, intellect can be used to know so many things. We can know many, many things using this intellect. Human intellect is capable of piercing, penetrating, probing and discovering many, many, many subtle facts. But the intellect becomes the most auspicious when it has discovered the very truth of the intellect, the surup of the intellect, which is the culmination of the search on the part of the intellect. Where jnani says he's endowed with the auspicious intellect, having the omniscience. Samsara sthiti utpatti samhara kaushala yogat sumedhastvam. See, jnani is one with Ishvara. So Ishvara is endowed with omniscience. Ishvara is endowed with the sarvajnyatvam, omniscience, all-knowing. All-knowingness belongs to Ishvara. And jnani has Ishvara's gunas, Ishvara's attributes. Jnani is also sumedhaha, like Ishvara. And what is sumedhastvam? Omniscience means what? Ishvara is said to be having omniscience, sumedhastvam. Sumedhastvam means what? Omniscience, sarvajnyatvam. Sarvajnyatvam is sumedhastvam. Having the most auspicious intellect means being endowed with omniscience. Having the most auspicious intellect is equal to having the omniscience. And Ishvara alone is omniscient. Ishvara sarvajna. Ajnani jivas are alpajnas. But jnani, having resolved his identity with Ishvara, jnani also has now sarvajnyatvam. Jnani is no more alpajnaha like a jiva. Jnani is no more a jiva. Jnani is one with Ishvara. Swarupataha. Not from the standpoint of upadhi, from the standpoint of the swarupam, in the vision of a jnani, he is Ishvara himself. He's one with Ishvara. Therefore, he has what now? Sumedhastvam, omniscience. He is endowed with most auspicious intellect, which means he is endowed with sumedhastvam, omniscience. And what omniscience means what? So he's explaining here, samsara, sthiti, utpatti, upasamhara, kaushala yogat sumedhastvam. Ishvara enjoys the status of being omniscient because he is endowed with this skill, kaushala yogat. Ishvara is endowed with the skill of creation, sustenance and resolution of this universe. Or samsara. Samsara sthitihi. This life of transmigration, lending existence to the life of transmigration, the universe, is what? Samsarasya sthitihi. Samsarasya utpattihi. And origination of samsara. Samsarasya upasamharaha. Resolution of samsara. For all that, one must have what? Kaushala yoga. skill, as Ishvara is endowed with a skill, capability of creating, sustaining, resolving the samsara, the universe. He is said to have the status of being the omniscience. Sarvajnyatvam. Sumedhastvam is equal to sarvajnyatvam. And Jnani says, Jnani also has this now, sumedhastvam. Sarvajnyatvam, omniscience. Being one with Ishvara. Here, we can say, the jagat or samsara, which word should be used? We can say samsara, jagataha sthiti utpatti samhara kaushala yoga, yogaha. Kaushala yoga is there for Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Ishvara is endowed with the skill and knowledge of creating, sustaining, resolving the universe. Jagat. But as a jiva, instead of using the word jagat, now this jnani is endowed with the omniscience in terms of he's endowed with the skill, knowledge of origination, sustenance and resolution of samsara. He says, that's sarvajnyatvam. See, we understand the difference between sarvajnyatvam of Ishvara and sarvajnyatvam of jiva. He is no more a jiva. A jnani is one with Ishvara. Still, a jnani, still he is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. He has a mind. So a jnani, being one with Ishvara in his vision, he also has sumedhastvam, omniscience, in terms of what? Having the skill, knowledge of origination, sustenance, and resolution of samsara. Whereas what about Ishvara? Ishvara has the omniscience, sarvajnyatvam, means Ishvara sarvajnyatvam is the origination, sustenance and resolution of the universe, objective universe. Jnani has the sarvajnyatvam, omniscience, means the knowledge and skill of the origination, sustenance, resolution of samsara. He knows what is samsara all about, how samsara, what is the cause of samsara, what sustains the samsara, what is the cause of this beginningless, endless cycle of transmigration? What causes? And what sustains this beginningless, endless cycle of samsara? And how the cycle of samsara can be resolved? Who has this jnanam? A jnani has. When we study Shastram, we understand. We also have a certain degree of understanding. Samsara karanam is ajnanam. And what sustains samsara is what? Ajnanam and ignorance caused other things. Adhyas, adhyaropa, etc. And in the wake of jnanam, when the perspective change happens, samsara becomes resolved. Therefore, this jnanam he has, he is endowed with this skill and the knowledge of the source, origination of samsara, sustenance of samsara and resolution of samsara. Therefore, he, jnani also, like Ishvara sarvajnyatvam, he also has sarvajnyatvam of samsara. Ishvara has sarvajnyatvam of jagat. That is why Ishvara has sarvavetrutvam also, not sarvajnyatvam alone. Jiva has only sarvajnyatvam, not sarvavetrutvam. Okay. Samsara sthiti utpatti samhara kaushala yogat susumedhatvam Sumedhastvam. This omniscience, known by the term Sumedhastvam, Jnani has, because of being endowed with this skill, knowledge of the origination, resolution, sustenance of samsara. Okay. Ataha eva amrutaha. Ataha eva amrutaha. Amarana dharma. Amarana dharma. If you see the next mantras, next sentence, we read it. Sumedha amrutokshitaha. This next word is amrutokshitaha. Is the next word. He says, aham amrutaha, amrutokshitaha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives two meanings for this next word, amrutokshitaha. First, he breaks it. Amrutokshitaha. First, he says amrutaha. Then, akshitaha. Amrutaha, akshitaha. If we take Visargasandhi, first break it as amrutaha, akshitaha. Then, Visargasandhi makes one word, amrutokshitaha. Amrutaha cha, akshitaha cha. First meaning. Second meaning is what? Amrute ukshitaha. First meaning is amrutaha akshitaha. For to get the first meaning, you have to break that word into two words as amrutaha akshitaha. To get the second meaning, you have to take it as one compound word. Amrute ukshitaha. Amruta ukshitaha. Okay. At amrutaha. Amrutaha already said amrutam, swamrutam. He already said. Now again it is said, amrutaha means what? Amarana dharmaha. So, ataha eva means what? That is why. Ataha means that is why. That is why means what? Already it was said that I am non-separate from Ishvara. I am one with Ishvara. I am Ishvara myself. From the standpoint of pure consciousness, pure reality, the Jnani having resolved his essence in consciousness, cognitively, seeing pure, the abstract formless consciousness implied with the Atma as the self, he says, what I am? Ishvara myself. So being Ishvara, I'm endowed with omniscience. And as omniscient Lord, I am beginningless, endless, changeless reality. Therefore what? I am not subject to death. I'm immortal. Now he gives the reason why I'm immortal. He says, Ataha eva amrutaha. That is the reason that I am Ishvara myself. I am immortal, I am not subject to death, I am free from death, I am free from this attribute of death. Amarana dharmaha. Then akshitaha. Akshitaha is equal to akshinaha. What is the meaning of akshitaha? Akshitaha is equal to akshinaha. Akshinaha means what? Avyayaha. Akshitaha, the word used in the mantra. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning as akshitaha is equal to akshinaha. Akshinaha is equal to avyayaha. So akshitaha, akshinaha, avyayaha, all these three words mean the same. So vyayaha means change, declension, degeneration. Is declension, decay, degeneration, change is what? व्ययः, क्षीणः, क्षितः, अक्षितः, अक्षीणः, अव्ययः means, so I am free from death, therefore I am free from decay, free from change. I am change, I am not subject to any modifications and changes. I am free from degeneration, which implies what? I am not subject to these different modifications happening. I am free from all forms of modifications happening on the part of the physical body. Shad vikaravan dehaha. Body subject to the sixfold modifications. Asti jayate vardhate aparimana. No, we know that. Viparinamate, apakshite, kshiyate. So this as Atma, this all pervasive abstract consciousness, I am free from all these modifications, changes. So I am free from death. I am free from all these modifications. Aham ama, aham amritaha, aham akshitaha. First meaning. The second meaning he gives, akshataha va. Akshitaha can be taken as what? Akshataha. Kshatam means destructible, woundable, is kshatam, kshataha. Akshataha means what? Not subject to any sort of afflictions, not subject to any affliction. Akshataha. So I am free from deformities, free from wounds, I'm free from any type of affliction. Akshataha. So these are all the meanings. First meaning. The next meaning is what? Va. Next, one more meaning he gives. So Akshitaha should be taken as Akshinaha Avyayaha, one meaning, changeless. Then Akshataha, indestructible. Okay? I mean, then Amrutena va Ukshitaha. Amrutena va Ukshitaha. You make a compound word, Amrutena Ukshitaha. Amrita Ukshitaha Tritiya Tatpurusha Samasaha Amrutena Ukshitaha Amrita Ukshitaha. And we can make a combine the word Amrita Ukshitaha. Okay. Now Ukshitaha Ukshitaha. Means soaked. Ukshita means soaked. Amrutena ukshitaha means what? I am soaked in. I'm soaked in immortality. That's the literal meaning. I'm soaked in immortality implies what? Immortality, indestructibility. Unaffectedness implies purnatvam, fullness. I am soaked in immortality means I am soaked in fullness of happiness. Amrutena ukshitaha. Amrute ukshitaha, amrutena ukshitaha. Which means I am soaked in fullness of happiness. which means I am pervaded by, fullness of happiness. What does it mean? I am of the nature of fullness of happiness. I'm soaked in fullness of happiness means I am of the nature of fullness of happiness. Or you can say, I am soaked in the nectar. Nectar of ananda. I am soaked in the nectar of happiness. Amrutokshita. Amrutokshitoham. Okay. Amrutenavokshitaha. Ukshitaha is equal to siktaha. Siktaha means what? Soaked. Sanskritam participle is what? Siktaha. English participle, soaked. Okay. Ukshitaha is equal to siktaha. Now, so there is another statement in the Brahmanam where it is said, Amrutokshitoham, Amrutokshitoham, Aham Amrutena Ukshitaha, Aham Amrutena Ukshitaha, Ham Amrute Ukshitaha. Therefore, Aham Amruta Ukshitaha, Amrutokshitoham Ityadi Brahmanam. The Brahmana portion of the Veda, there's a statement, and where it is said, I, the self, am soaked in the nectar of fullness of happiness. I'm soaked in, there's no nectar. I'm soaked in the nectar of fullness of happiness. That's the meaning. Okay. Ityevam trishankoho rishehe. Trishankoho rishehe brahma bhutasya brahma vidaha veda anuvachanam. This is the declaration, words of declaration after the attainment of knowledge of the knower of Brahman, Trishanku Rishihi, the sage Trishankuhu, who has the vision, who has become one with Brahma. See, Trishankuhu Rishihi. Trishankuhu is a Rishi, a sage, seer of the truth. And this Trishanku is Brahma Bhutaha, who has become one with Brahma. How has become one with Brahma? Not physically. He has become one with Brahma because of his vision of the truth of Brahma, vision of the truth, the Brahma being himself, his own Swarupam. He has become Brahma. We can never become Brahma. We are always Brahma, already Brahma. As long as we do not know we are Brahma, we are not Brahma. If we discover we are Brahma, we are Brahma. The discovering one's own Swarupam being Brahma, absolute reality, is as though becoming Brahma. Now this Trishankuhu Rishihi, who has the clear vision of the reality being one's own Swarupam, now as Brahma, has become Brahma, Brahma Bhutaha, because he is a knower of Brahma. To be a Brahma, Brahma Bhutaha means one has become Brahma. How can become Brahma? Knowing Brahman is becoming Brahma. You can never be, knowing Brahman is becoming Brahma. So Brahma Vedasya, Brahma Vidaha, Brahma Vit. This Trishankurishihi is a Brahma Vit, a knower of Brahman. Therefore, his Brahma Bhutaha has become Brahma, one with Brahma. And such rishis, the Trishanku Rishi has become Brahma, who is a knower of Brahman. This is the declaration, words of declaration of his vision after the attainment of this ascertained vision of the truth. Veda anuvachanam, kasya veda anuvachanam, veda vedana anantaram anuvachanam, veda anuvachanam. Veda anuvachanam means the words of declaration after the attainment of the vision of the truth. Of whose veda anuvachanam? Brahma vidaha, Brahma vidaha, Brahma bhutasya, rishehe trishankoho. All the words are in positive case. Rishehe trishankoho brahma bhutasya brahma vidaha veda anuvachanam. This is not declaration of an ordinary person. This is the declaration of the vision, the jnani, the knower of the truth, Brahma, who has become Brahman himself. And he is a rishi. Trishankuhu. Okay. Ityevam, this is how, this declaration of a Trishanku Rishi. Vedaha, Vedaha is equal to what? Vedanam. Vedaha, masculine gender word. Vedaha is derived from the root vid. Veti is the verb. Veti is the verb. Vedaha is a noun, knowledge. The word Vedaha itself means what? Knowledge. Vedanam is a neuter noun, knowing. It's a gerund also. Vedanam, knowing, knowledge. Vedaha. Okay. And what is the feminine gender word? Vidya. Okay. Vedaha, Vedanam. What is Vedanam here? What is the knowledge here? Vedanam, what is the knowledge? Atmayekatva vijnanam. See, the word Veda, Vedasya anuvachanam, Veda anuvachanam, Veda anantara anuvachanam. Vedasya anuvachanam means words of declaration after knowing, after the attainment of knowledge. Vedaha, knowledge, is equal to Vedanam, knowledge, knowing. What is the knowledge here? Atmayekatva vijnanam, this declaration of the knower of reality who has become Brahma, Trishanku Rishi, means knowing, after knowing what? Atmayekatva vijnanam, clear ascertained knowledge of the oneness of the self, oneness of the all-pervasive reality, Atma. Atma ekatva vijnanam. Clear, ascertained knowledge of the oneness of the self, oneness of the reality, is knowledge here. After the attainment of the clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the oneness of the self, this was his declaration. Tasya praptim anu, tasya praptim anu vachanam. Tasya prapt, now he is explaining Vedanu vachanam, he is commenting on Vedanu vachanam. Tasya praptim anu vachanam. So words of declaration following the attainment of that knowledge. Tat praptim anuvachanam. Tat prapti means what? Tasya vedasya praptim anuvachanam. These words of declaration, this declaration is the declaration following the attainment of that knowledge of the oneness of the Atma. Tasya praptim anuvachanam vedanuvachanam. Very beautiful. Veda anuvachanam, how it explains? Vedaha, knowledge. Vedanam, knowledge, knowing. What is Vedanam? Atma ekatva vijnanam, knowledge of the oneness of the self. Tasya praptim, tasya vedasya praptim anuvachanam. this is the declaration following the attainment of that knowledge of the oneness of the self. So Vedana Vachanam. Okay. Atmanaha Krita Kritya Takhyapanartham. You all following? Okay. Atmanaha Krita Kritya Takhyapanartham Vamadevavat Trishankuna Arshena Darshanena Drishtaha Mantramnayaha Atma Vidya Prakashakaha Ityartaha. Now, why should Trishanku declare? He attained vision. He could have kept quiet. He's already happy. He doesn't need to declare this. He's already a person of fullness, of happiness. He is not dependent. He doesn't have the pressure of wanting to show to the world that he is a jnani. Jnani is the free person. No pressure. But still, why did he declare them? So, Shankara Bhagavad Pada explains here. Atmanaha Krita Krityata Khyapanartam. Khyapanam means making something popular, popularizing, bringing to light is Khyapanam. Khyapanartam, for the purpose of declaring. For the purpose of making the world know. Khyapanartham. For the purpose of bringing this fact to light. For the purpose of making the world know. Krita Krityata Khyapanartam. Very beautiful word, Krita Krityata. See, we can say Jnani is said to be Krita Krityaha. Krita Krityaha means the one by whom what should be done has been done. Ultimately, what should be accomplished by a human being? That is Krityam. Krita Krityaha means Kritaha Krityaha Yes Yena. The Krita Krityaha. The person of absolute accomplishment, ultimate accomplishment is Krita Krityaha. The achiever, the person of real achievement, the person of absolute accomplishment, the person of fulfillment is Krita Krityaha. But Krita Krityata is a noun form. Krita Krityatayaha Khyapanartham. For the purpose of declaring to the world, declaring this to the world. That what should be accomplished has been accomplished. Krita Krityata Khyapanartham. See, not only him, there's another rishi. He was in a Svamadevaha. This Vamadeva is another rishi. Whom we come across in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Aitreya Upanishad. And this Vamadeva was a highly evolved being that he came into the world again And he attained this jnanam even as he was in the womb of mother, before even he got delivered. The samskara he had was such, tremendous samskara, highly evolved being, that he attained jnanam even as he was in his mother's womb. And having the vision, it seems he declared that itself, that aham brahmasmi. This is another rishi called Vamadevaha, who declared his vision even as when he was in mother's womb, when he attained jnanam. So like it is said, Shankaracharya says, Vamadeva Vatu, like the Vamadeva Rishi who declared his vision, even as he, when he was in his mother's womb, when he attained jnanam, after the attainment of jnanam. So here also, Kritakrityata Khyapanartham, for making the world know that what has to be accomplished absolutely has been accomplished by him. Vamadevavat Trishankuna Rishina, Trishankuna Arshena Darshanena Drishtaha Mantramnayaha. By this Rishi Trishanku also, Arshena Darshanena, Arshena Darshanena means what? Arsham Darshanam. Arshena Darshanena Drishtaha Mantramnayaha. So Mantramnayaha means this Veda Mantra. This Veda Mantra also was received by this Trishanku Rishi. This Veda Mantra was received by the Rishi Trishankuhu. Received by this Trishankuhu because of his tapas. Tapas in terms of contemplation. Tapas in terms of the power of his contemplation. See, Arshena, Arshena is equal to Darshanena. Rishihi means seer. Arsha means what? Anything but Rishi is Arsha. Arshena Darshanena Trishankuna Drishtaha. This mantra, this Veda mantra was received, seen by Trishanku Rishi because of his unique contemplative power. And this mantra received by Rishi, this Trishankuhu, which is his own declaration of his accomplishment, is what? Atmavidya Prakashakaha. Atmavidya Prakashakaha is the revealer of the self-knowledge. This mantramnaya does not reveal the nature of the self. Please make a note. This mantramna means this Veda mantramnayaha is equal to mantra Veda mantra. That's all. This Veda mantra, which was received by the Trishanku Rishi as a result of this tapas in terms of power of contemplative power, is what is a revealer. This mantra is a revealer. Revealer of his self-knowledge. Atma Vidya Prakashakaha. It is not Atma Swarupa Prakashakaha. If you read this mantra, will you attain jnanam? No, you will not attain jnanam. You have to do Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. You have to have knowledge yourself. This mantra is a revealer of the knowledge attained by Trishankuhu. And this mantra revealing the knowledge attained by Trishanku also was received by him because of his contemplative power. See, one has to attain the jnanam by one's contemplation. One has to ascertain the jnanam by one's contemplation. And even to be able to declare one's vision also in the form of a mantra, one has received this mantra also by one's own contemplative power. That's what it is said here. Atmanaha kritakrityata khyapanartham. For the purpose of declaring to the world of him having the status of being the accomplisher of the absolute accomplishment, this mantra Nayaha was received by, this Veda mantra was received by Trishanku Rishi by his contemplative power. And this mantra is a revealer of, it brings to light the attainment of self-knowledge of Trishanku Rishi. Ityartha. Therefore what? This mantra is meant for our japa. It's not for our jnanam. This, if we do the japa of this mantra, because he mantra drashta is Trishanku Maharshi himself. And this becomes, his declaration itself is a mantra, which was also received by him. He attained jnanam. After attainment of jnanam, this mantra also he got revealed to him. And which mantra is Atma with Atma Jnana Prakashakaha Mantraha. Therefore, this mantra can be used as mantra for our japa, for us to get rid of the obstacles in our attainment of jnanam. It becomes a punya karma for us. It contributes for our mental preparation. If we do the japam of this mantra with a focused attention, this japa of this mantra will not remove your ignorance, but it will remove the obstacles in your understanding. Asya cha japaha vidya utpatyarthaha avagamyate. Asya cha japaha, and the repeated utterance of this mantra is understood to be conducive for the raising of the knowledge. Vidya utpatyartha. Asyacha japaha. Japa means what? The repeated utterance of this mantra. Avagamyate. Is understood to be supportive, conducive, making the mind conducive for the rise of the knowledge. Vidya utpatyartham sahayakaha mantraha. Vidya utpatyartha. If the obstacles are there in the rising of the knowledge, this will remove the mantra japa will remove the obstacles. You are doing shravanam, mananam, and your nididhyasam alone will help the rising of the jnanam. In spite of doing all that, some pratibandhas are there. Then if you do the mantra japa, this mantra japa will remove the obstacles caused by some pap, some pratibandha. So knowledge can rise. So विद्या उत्पत्त्यर्थः अवगम्यते अस्य च जपः. अस्य मन्त्रस्य जपः विद्या उत्पत्त्यर्थः. इट् इस् मेण्ट् फार् दि रैसिङ्ग् आफ् दि ज्ञानम्. वाट् डस् इट् मीन्? Japa will help you the knowledge rise? No. It will not make the knowledge rise. What makes the knowledge rise is Shravanam and Nidhyasanam. It will remove the obstacles, impediments in the rising of the Jnanam. Thereby, it will contribute for the rise of the knowledge. Ritam Chaityadi कर्म उपन्यासात् अनन्तरम् च वेद अनुवचन पाठात् एतद् अवगम्यते. एवं श्रौतस्मार्तेषु नित्येषु कर्मसु युक्तस्य निष्कामस्य परम् ब्रह्म विदिशोः आर्षाणि दर्शनानि प्रादुर्भवन्ति आत्मादि विषयाणि इति. Okay, I'm going to stop now. I need to explain this beautifully. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay, small paragraph. I'll explain this very nicely tomorrow. If you have any doubts in what I said today, please you must ask. See, he said sometimes we'll be very careful. He's explaining. This sentence can be easily misunderstood. विद्या उत्पत्त्यर्थः. विद्या उत्पत्तिः मीन्स् वाट्? विद्यायाः उत्पत्तिः, विद्या उत्पत्तिः, विद्योत्पत्तिः, रैस् आफ् नालेज्. विद्या उत्पत्त्यर्थः मीन्स् वाट्? दिस् जप ईस् मेण्ट् फार् द रैस् आफ् नालेज्. इस् द लिटरल् ट्रान्स्लेशन्? नो, दिस् जप इट्सेल्फ् विल् नाट् contribute for the rise of knowledge. This japa will be supportive in removing the obstacles in the rise of knowledge. Thereby it will contribute for the rise of knowledge. Means it will not remove the ignorance. Jnanam alone will remove the ignorance. But if there are any obstacles in the rise of knowledge, this mantra japa will create such punyam that it will remove the obstacles. Okay. The rest of the words I'll explain to you next class, tomorrow. Okay. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते. पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. हरिः ॐ तत्सत्. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्. समटैम्स् वाट् वाज़् से इन् द क्लास् एक्साक्ट्लि वाट् ऐ हर्ड् फ्रम् स्वामीजी इन् द क्लास्. समटैम्स् वाट् यु फैण्ड् द बुक्, the recent course books, the books are transcriptions of recent courses also. So whatever I heard, that has gone into my mind, that has comes out. Okay.